So we are super excited to be here today with Helen Nowasad and Christine Drisner to introduce an elite opportunity to our Canadian barrel horse breeders. This is called the Breeders Elite Incentive, and we are so excited to have them on to tell us a little bit more about this, explain things, and share the opportunities that this is going to present our Canadian barrel horse industry. Before we get into all the exciting details of how this incentive is going to increase the value for all of the trainers, owners, breeders, and jockeys of our Canadian barrel horses, we are going to hear from our presenting sponsor, who is also all about keeping that money in your pocket.
Have no fear, Marissa Epp is here, and be horse poor no more with Epp Financial.
Epp Financial has over 15 years experience and they serve all of Western Canada.
Which is huge, you guys. I mean, could you imagine? She can find the nooks and crannies of your bank account so you can spend more money on your horses.
Or save it, maybe. I don't know.
Or you can save for retire. So what kind of financial plans does she do?
So she deals with insurance, life insurance, seniors insurance, investments, benefits, and travel insurance, farm succession planning, debt consultation.
Well, take it from myself, because I used to be a financial planner and a personal banker. When you have someone in your corner that knows what you do, mm-hmm. it's so relatable, and they know what you want to spend your money on and how to save for that beautiful Lakota horse trailer mm-hmm. or that beautiful dually truck.
Yeah, and it's not just about numbers with Marissa. She has been where we've all been. She's a barrel racer and she grew up in the ag industry. So yeah.
So definitely ask for advice in the warm-up pen.
If you want to hear more about Marissa and all the services she offers, go check out her website, eppfinancial.com.
You can also find her on Facebook and Instagram at Epp Financial. So for some of our listeners that haven't heard about the program, can you tell us a little bit about it and how it started?
Well, I guess we've kind of been working on it for years without really even knowing as breeders, right? Like when you're a breeder and you're a horse person, you're always thinking about what you can do to make your horses better, what competitions you want to get to, how you can promote everything. And so you get to be a part of the incentives when you can. And we have a couple of great programs in Canada already, but compared to the States, we're limited with the opportunities that we have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't even really know that you're working on something until it sort of just starts happening. And Helen and I, we went to college together. We're okay. friends. We just reconnected actually kind of through a broodmare that is now in my program, which is super exciting.
Nice. I haven't seen that
so we're really excited about her and for the opportunity that Helen and Tyler gave us there. Mm-hmm. And I guess like just from there, it helped Helen and I reconnect, and we got chit-chatting about stuff and, you know, the weird year we've had and the industry and some of these things that, you know, we're working towards building. And then, I don't know, it just kind of came up, and I don't know if I said it first or Helen said it first, but we just started talking about how we'd love to see some more things happening in Canada for our breeders, right? Because there's so much that you can do to the States, and it's so exciting to see that stuff happening. And I'm paying into some of these programs too with some of my colts, the pink buckle and the ruby buckle. But am I going to get to go there? It's going to cost me so much money every year. So how can we work to try to keep some of the money home?
Yeah.
And to put Canada on the map, right?
Yeah, yes. No kidding.
And our breeders on the map. Because we have some really awesome horses here that just don't get the same opportunity as we do south of the border.
That's great. Good job, Christine.
It was all Helen's words. We talked about this sooner. I made notes.
And you've been in the breeding industry for a long time as well, right, Helen?
Yeah, my husband and I have been breeding horses since 2007.
Cool. And you guys both have stallions that will be enrolled in this program as well as mares?
Our stallions are enrolled through the program, but our mares are automatically enrolled. We actually don't have to name them because of it being a breeder's incentive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So tell us, like, give us a breakdown of the program and what it offers and how it differs from the other programs offered in Canada.
So this incentive is a breeder's incentive. So if you look at all horse's registration papers, it'll say the breeder on that. That the breeder never changes. You can change ownership, but the breeder is always the person who owned the mare, who raised the colt, who picked the cross and made that possible. Mm-hmm. And so we have, you know, mare owners who don't own stallions that are breeders. They pick and choose different stallions. And even myself, I've picked quite a few different stallions that don't belong to me to build the crosses that I'd like to see. And this incentive is based on the breeders. And we also include a stallion.
What do you think the potential for this is if everyone gets on board?
Well, that was one of the reasons why we started it. Like, mm-hmm. we wanted to have one of the biggest paying shows in Canada.
Yeah.
For our Canadian bred horses, to promote our breeders, to promote our stallions, to promote our trainers, everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't have an industry without all aspects of it. Mm-hmm. And so the way that this is going to work is that we have we put our minds straight to the stallion.
Yeah.
But this is different because it's not just on a stallion, it's for the breeder. So mm-hmm. the mare owners. And so you have your breeders who will enroll in the program. And then on top of that, you can either have a stallion or not have a stallion. You can enroll multiple stallions. And that is where our payout will start to come from. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have one big race. So instead of like some of the other ones we have up here, CBHI, Western Fortunes, they have added money to different races. And then CBHI has their one big race. We're putting all of our focus into one race.
Okay.
And our format's going to be a little bit different too than a regular futurity and derby, because we really wanted to see big payouts to our riders and to our breeders.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we actually are doing a 2-day event. The dates are booked in Thorsby for August 7th and 8th.
Okay.
The Saturday is going to be just kind of like a really cool open race with a bunch of different side pots. So trying to format it a little bit more like some of the things they do in the States. So everybody enters the open. You can also pay into the youth side pot, the senior side pot, the fast, what we call the rodeo run side pot. So it's like just a little bit higher entry fee and it's the fast time wins. And then we're also hoping to have a Breeders Elite open side pot there and a regular futurity and derby side pot. So lots of different ways to grab mm-hmm. payout mm-hmm. from your one run.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday will be our sweepstakes race. So all of the horses that are eligible because of the breeder nominations and the stallion nominations then can run in the sweepstakes. And that race is only open to horses that are nominated or mm-hmm. eligible. So
yeah, okay. yeah.
that way we're watching like the horses that are ready to go, and they're kind of the elite of our breeders and our trainers, and they're all the same. Because, you know, super stakes is cool because they group them all together and you kind of know which ones there are. But then sometimes there's the other horses that aren't actually a super stakes horse and they run really fast. And so you're trying to figure out, mm-hmm. you know, which one's actually winning it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This way it's only those horses.
On that one day.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the other cool thing about the program is that because you nominate as a breeder, it is all of your offspring that becomes eligible. So anything you breed. So for myself and Jeff, for example, we own our mares. We own Famous Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we breed and out of any of our mares by Famous Playboy is obviously eligible.
Mm-hmm.
But say Nadine wants to breed her mare. She only owns one mare. She can't, well, she could nominate as a breeder, but it doesn't really make sense for her to nominate as a breeder with one mare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she wants to get in on this, right? Mm-hmm. So then she can look at the list of stallions that are nominated as a part of my breeding program, or Helen's, or Sandy Ridge, or Mill Iron, or any of these other places, and pick a stallion from our list, breed her mare, and now her foal is eligible.
That's really cool. There's yeah. multiple ways then that you can have an offspring, like offspring that are nominated.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, you don't own a mare or you don't want to breed your mare, but you're looking for a prospect. So you really want to get in on this too, because it's a big payout and, you know, we're trying to trying to make more money in our game. And let's be real, all barrel racers are gamblers. So yes. You see the bigger pot you want in.
Yeah.
Then you go through our breeder list and you see who's a part of the program, and you can go to their farm and you can pick anything. So at my house, I have, you know, and as good as Nick gets, I have an MP Hot Heyday. I have a Famous Playboy. I have a Guys Keeping the Fame, that all of them I have bred. I don't own those stallions, but they came out of my mare. Mm-hmm. So you can come to my place and any one of those colts is also eligible.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's the really cool part, like where you don't have to own a stallion and you can still be part of the program. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what stallion mm-hmm. you breed to.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't necessarily have to own the mare either, I guess.
Yeah, if you buy a prospect that's by one of our nominated breeders, that horse is in. It is a Canadian program, so only Canadian breeders can nominate in with Canadian stallions.
Okay.
So then people get a little bit confused and say, well, how can your De Niro or your Slick by Design or your As Good as Nick Gets be eligible, because it is the mare that is Canadian owned by a Canadian breeder. So you can breed to any stallion you want as long as the mare is Canadian owned, because then the resulting foal is a Canadian bred horse.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. So for you, Stevie, with your brood mares, so you would just have to, like, you don't have to pay in each mare. You just pay your one breeder fee a year and then all your mares.
That's super neat.
And so how do payouts work then? So it's a breeder's incentive. So obviously the breeder's going to get a chunk of the change, but the rider would as well. And how does that all work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how the breakdown works is it's a $1,500 breeder nomination fee.
Okay.
And from that $1,500, we have 20% in administration fees. And then we do the breakdown for 30% from all breeder nominations designated to the breeder payout. Mm-hmm. 50% from all breeder nominations go to the maturity payout, and 20% go to the derby payout.
Okay. So I have a question. If the horse you're riding, if the breeder is nominated as well as the stallion, what happens in that case?
The breeder always gets paid first.
Okay. Cool.
So, for example, I have a colt that I've bred, but I bred to Helen's Stud, right? And that colt goes and wins, but Helen is also a nominated breeder, but I bred the colt.
Mm-hmm.
So even though she owns the stallion, if my colt wins out of Helen's stallion, I get the kickback.
Okay.
If Nadine takes her mare and breeds to Helen's stallion and wins, then Nadine is not an enrolled breeder, so Helen gets the kickback.
Okay.
Helen and Tyler.
Okay. I like how, we were chatting about this earlier, but it's always like, oh, what stallion is going to make you the most money? Like, I want to pick out a stallion. So it's really cool that we're going to see the other side of that and the mare, because we talk so much about mare power. And it's, I'm really excited about this program, you guys. Like, this is.
Yeah,
this
I like really how cool. It adds more focus on the mare.
Yeah.
Because, they put so much into what that resulting foal is going to be.
They carry that baby.
Yeah.
They deserve the recognition.
Yeah.
And mare incentives are tough because they get so expensive, because you only get one foal a year, right?
Yeah.
Stallions, you can have multiple babies a year.
So many, yeah.
So this way, it's like your whole herd gets recognized, right?
Yeah.
Not just your stallion, who is great, but everything that you're putting into the whole program.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have to be nominated individually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
and like what Helen says all the time, it's like the breeder's blanket, right? So it covers your nomination fee of $1,500, covers your whole program, not just
incredible.
Your stallion.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah.
And so people that get nominated in, like farms that get nominated in, will everything they bred in the past as well then be eligible?
Yes.
Okay.
Past, present, and future.
Okay.
It is an annual enrollment.
Yeah.
So okay. So every year.
The breeder does have to continue nominating in order to have offspring eligible to run at the race that year.
Okay.
So if the breeder decides to stop paying in, then your horse may not.
Then all of its offspring. Yeah.
And is there a limit?
And all the offspring lose eligibility.
Is there a limit on how many breeders can be in the program?
We capped our nominations this year at 100.
Okay.
Wow.
We do, you know, like if we get that waiting list, we don't ever want to see it go stale. So,
yeah.
And as each year goes on, we want to keep that waiting list moving and continue to grow our payout.
Nice.
If we need to, which we hope we do, we hope we want people wanting into this program, then we'll just kind of check on the inflation and stuff of our industry, right? And be rolling some horses in.
Yeah.
So that we can keep growing and building and making it better, right? Because more horses that are eligible makes for tougher competition, makes for bigger payouts. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're not the best unless you're running against the best. And that's really Ooh. what our goal is, right? Like I want my horse to be the best in the pen, but in order for my horse to be the best, I have to be competing against the best.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is the recognition that it gives you. So, I mean, you can go along to these shows and get little checks here and there, but the breeders and even the riders aren't getting a lot of recognition out of that. Mm-hmm. But if we can produce an event that gives out big, big checks, that's where you hit the Barrel Horse News cover. You know, that's where you get front page and recognition for our Canadian breeders and our Canadian bred horses and trainers.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Like, there's so many nice horses up here and good riders. And
oh, yeah. We're killing it.
Yeah.
We need recognition. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year was out.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, the CBHI, the short go there, like oh my goodness. Yeah. So I do have a question.
Well, and we're hoping that it's going to encourage more breedings too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, having these incentive stallions. I know we just purchased a new stallion here this fall, and I've already getting the calls wondering like, well, is he in the incentives? And I, you know, like Peter Jr. said, so lots of times it doesn't really make sense to be part of. Incentives on a junior stud because you got to wait so many years before they're colts are eligible. Mm-hmm. But with our program, we're accommodating for junior stallions of our nominated breeders to be, if they get enrolled, that they can compete at our sweepstakes.
Oh, cool.
If you're not the breeder of your stallion, right? Lots of times we go looking for different bloodlines to bring into our mares. Mm-hmm. So you buy a prospect from somebody else. So you didn't necessarily breed that stud. And, you know, you can shop anywhere in the world for that. But because he is the stallion that you are promoting as a part of your program, he's also covered under your blanket, right? So that makes him eligible to compete himself and then his offspring as they are of age.
Yeah.
It means so much for a young stallion to have high performance earnings before he goes to the breeding pen.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give him opportunity to get that in this program, they have 3 years of high payout.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So say I bought a Preppy's Last and Preppy's Last was nominated in and my horse was young enough to be running at the Fraternity or the Derby. Would I automatically be eligible to enter it then since I bought a horse that was with a stallion that was nominated?
That's right. We don't have any full nomination fees. So you don't have to pay in prior or pay in at a year or 2 years or 3 years or anything like that.
Yeah, that is nice.
All you have to do is prove on your registration papers that you have your horse is out of a nominated breeder or by a nominated stallion and they're eligible to enter. So when you pay your entry fee, we're putting 30% from that entry fee into our breeder's pot.
Okay.
In lieu of a nomination fee. So that helps give back to our breeders. And because they're the ones who are making this all possible for us.
Exactly.
You know, like lots of other incentives, you've got to decide when my horse is a weanling or a yearling, like I'm going to put this in, or my pink buckle and my ruby buckle babies. Like as a weanling, I got to pay $200 US. And then the next year again, and then the next year again, and the next year again, every year I want to be able to go. So even if I'm going to run in the open for years or my horse isn't ready till they're in the open, I've got all of this money invested before I even know if I'm ever going to get a chance to go.
Yeah. And even if you missed out on a year or two of payments, then that jacks up your what you have to pay into it later on.
Or you could be paying those enrollment fees and then something happens to the horse and then you lose it all. There's no way to recoup that.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times on the enrollment fees, like it is your breeder who's paying them. right? Mm-hmm. Because if you have to pay them in when they're weanlings, not all of our breeders are selling all their horses before nomination deadlines.
Yeah.
So our breeders have to pay. They own the stallions usually, right? Like if you've got horses you're trying to nominate, I own the stallion. He's paid into this, the CBHI or the Western Fortunes or whatever I got him paid into. So I have to pay that. Then I breed some of my own horses and I got to pay all the nominations and all the colts. Then I sell my colt and hope that somebody takes it somewhere and does something with it. And maybe I get a breeder kickback somewhere, but most of the time we don't really see a lot of return in that for what we put out. It's more just, we're hoping for breedings and selling our prospects. So what we really wanted to do was to say thank you to the breeders, mm-hmm. right? We don't get to compete if people aren't breeding horses. If they're not paying into these things, if the stallion owners aren't nominating, that's where the money comes from. Exactly. So we also wanted to give people the best opportunity to have their horses ready to go before they fork out all that money. So our entry fee is a little bit higher, mm-hmm. but you're basically paying your nomination fee with your entry fee when your horse is ready to go compete.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I put this money out now, I wait 4 years, my horse blows an abscess or isn't ready or whatever, and then I'm just saying goodbye to all that money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we are a little bit different than some of the things that are out there, but I mean, we had a vision and we just started talking about it and these ideas started coming and we just thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could do that and we could do this and
yeah,
and just mm-hmm. started building from there. So.
So speaking of starting building and everything, what's it like starting something like this? And like, do you have to try to connect with other incentives to see like what has worked best or like how did it all happen?
Well, Helen pretty much asked me if I was ready to plan a wedding because that's what this is going to be like.
Oh my gosh.
I can imagine. And I was like, no, I do not have time to plan a wedding right now. So you will be my wedding planner.
Oh gosh.
The thing about it is that it was kind of its own idea. And we didn't even have an idea until we started writing things down. And so, you know, we write a few things down and kind of shoot it. We were just shooting emails and stuff back and forth and text messages back and forth. And then we're like, well, started, I guess, as text messages. And then Christine's like, I got to email you. This gets too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay, time for a phone call, which is an hour long every time we talk.
And, oh, yeah. And then you figure out that, you know what, there's something here. There's something here and we just got to keep digging and we'll figure it out. And we'll get all the T's crossed and I's dotted and we'll be... there's going to be a great program and mm-hmm. it's going to be something mm-hmm. that we're going to be excited to be able to have for ourselves, to be able to nominate ourselves in as breeders and have this for our program with all of our horses out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was hard to compare like with other incentives when our ideas started rolling because we kind of went off on a different avenue. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the other ones have, you know, multiple shows or they're putting added money to different things and with one big show that has, you know, two go rounds and an average or, you know, Super Stakes is different in its own because they've got the CBHI SIPOT and then they have just the Super Stakes horses that are eligible to run for the big money. And we never kind of thought that way. We just sort of had this different idea and how could it work? Right.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to see it go this year in a big event. And so, you know, how do you make that happen with some of the other ones? It takes years to build. And
yeah, you guys are getting on it.
Yeah.
An event in August already.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Excited. Yeah.
The only way to do it, I think, for people to want to invest into something like this, it was like we needed to show something this year and make it big. And we just had to do everything in our power to write it up so that it was going to be big.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think it has been received from the breeders in Canada?
Fantastic. We've got an outstanding list of nominees already. You know, some of the best breeders in Canada are mm-hmm. just sending me multiple messages and telling me how excited they are. It's very rewarding to be able to come up with an idea that and a program wrote up, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to help so many people, you know, and help so many horses. There's a lot of horses that just don't get valued as much because they're not part of these incentives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's so hard for these breeders to be able to pick and choose which ones they're going to do it on and And this way they don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, oh, okay. Yeah, I have talked to some breeders too, and they are so excited. Like, they think it's going to be a great opportunity for all the breeders, and it's definitely going to have a huge impact on the Canadian industry.
Well, even mm-hmm. with you too, yeah. right, Stevie? Like, mm-hmm. with your mares that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't you on the list?
I am, yeah. I sent it in yesterday.
If you guys care to share, you know, to get everyone excited, what are you projecting for a payout in that sweepstakes race?
Well, we just added on our events page a few different scenarios. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you kind of the middle of the line scenario with 75 breeder nominations, 75 futurity entries, and 75 derby entries. That's a $144,000 total payout. Yeah.
What? I got chills.
That's putting, yeah, that's putting $43,000 to our breeders, $66,000 futurity, and a $34,000 derby.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Those are big numbers.
And honestly, judging by the futurity and derby entries, you know, just this last couple years that I've really been paying attention, you know, I think 75 entries each is probably conservative, I bet. I bet there'll be even more.
Yeah, and that's how we also believe, you know, that it is definitely being conservative, and we figured we'd be on the conservative side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we really think that people are going to be excited about this, and that mm-hmm. we're going to fill at the 100. Yeah. So we wanted to give just kind of more of a conservative, but there is also on the website the numbers for if we're full at 100 nominations with 100 futurity entries and 100 derby entries. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the payouts are looking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and before you haven't even announced yet, or I guess this is your announcement day, but you've already got so many nominations so far. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, and just reaching out to a few people, you know, that we thought might be interested in it, because we wanted some feedback too, right? Like Helen mm-hmm. and I have hashed it out 10 ways to Sunday, and we think you got everything covered. And then somebody who hasn't looked at it just has a question. It's like, oh yeah, that's a good point. So yeah. let's make this even better, right? So every time we think we've got it good, we just find something to add to just improve it a little bit. And, you know, being the launch time now, we're feeling pretty ready and pretty confident that we have a really awesome program.
Mm-hmm. And I like how you have a plan so that it can continue growing and getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have a lot on your plate with this already, but have you considered or thought about a horse sale with your event?
Ooh.
Yes, it's definitely been in the talks right from the very beginning. What we'd like to see is a 2-year-old started sale.
Oh,
started
yes.
Yeah,
apparently that's a good idea.
Horse yeah, approved. Is.
We would like to keep it a very elite sale, have no more than 30 horses in there, and they would be the best of the best in all of Canada.
Yeah.
And we would have it right after we have our sweepstakes.
That would be awesome.
So pay out all those big checks and then sell some horses.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
So how would you, or if you've thought of this, how would you decide who can be in the sale? Like which horses, if there were more than 30?
It would have to be on, we're going to go on a first come, first serve type basis, but we'd have to make sure that they're promoted properly. So we'd have to have really good pictures, really good videos, and if they don't have them, we're going to go to the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Like they have a list of things they have to check off first.
And that's gonna make even like the training in like industry here like better.
I know, like really highlight the trainers
totally, because they put mm-hmm. so much work into those 2-year-olds, and mm-hmm. being at a sale is just exciting. I'm just gonna be pumped to watch. And then it's a little more exciting that way, right? Like mm-hmm. you can go and buy a yearling and you're obviously excited about it, but to have someone like ride it and show mm-hmm. it, it's just like, hey, like that's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
And it is like super inspiring to watch those sales that are going on south of the border and just the big money that mm-hmm. they're bringing in and the horses are bringing in. So hopefully this is moving Canada.
Yeah, we
in
need that
upward
up
direction.
Here.
Yes, we do.
Got us all excited now.
Yeah. Everyone's excited. And speaking of like inspiring and everything, like what you guys are doing and like the work that you're putting into the barrel industry, and not even just with this, but like both your breeding programs, like Christine, like you're an amazing trainer. Helen, I haven't had a personal experience with you yet, but I'm sure we will in the future. And just knowing what I know about you, and then knowing like what I've experienced with Christine, like you guys are already like
putting so much into
it. So like we want to thank you so much for like putting your time, because like, and you guys are both probably extremely busy. So to plan all this, like, that's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, it just come down to it that if we weren't going to do it, it wasn't going to happen.
So, exactly.
We just had to put our nose to the grindstone and get her done.
Get her done.
The one other thing that we are really hoping to kind of build in the future as well is a little bit more recognition for our open horses. So, you know, like this whole deal is a big undertaking, and when we do something, we want to do it like very well and make sure it's elite. And so our focus for our first year is to have our breeders enrolled and to have a really great Futurity and Derby. But after the Futurity and Derby, there's so many great open horses that don't have a lot of opportunity sometimes up here, right? So we have our open race the first day that anybody can enter, but I mentioned earlier just that little plan to have the Breeders' Elite side pot for the open horses. And so we will have that. So any horse that is by an eligible breeder or stallion can enter that for that extra pot of money. Right now, we're just really hoping to kind of have some added money in there for those horses, and to have maybe a prize for one of for the breeder. Yeah, so we'll be working on that too, and I mean, hoping to grow that in the future. And Tratch Law has already stepped up and sponsored some of our added money, so that's really exciting that that's kind of kicking off too. Thank you, Lisa.
With breeding season right around the corner, make sure that you check out KN Guy's Last Fling.
So Streak of Fling and Frenchman Guy are both hot commodities right now. And this guy is by a Streak of Fling out of Vanishing French Girl, who is by Frenchman's Guy.
This stallion is very trainable and versatile, and he has put that into his foals along with a willingness to please.
Yeah, guys, he's being roped off of right now, put in barrel training. He's moving bulls, going to brandings. He's on the healing end right now, and he's just showing his athleticism. And yeah, like Stevie said, they're coming out in his full crop. And what kind? How many full crops does he have there, Staff H?
2021 will be the third full crop.
And these young ones are probably pretty flashy, because he is a beautiful buck skin stallion. I mean, throwing some color on your herd never hurts as well.
Yes. And speaking of that, they actually have prospects for sale right now from KN Guy's Last Fling. I was perusing their Facebook page myself this morning, and you can go check it out, see for yourself. Many photos of top prospects from mares carrying bloodlines of Dash to Fame, Doco Dynamite, King Fritz, Fast Moon Chick, just to name a few.
So yeah, keep him in mind. He is standing to the public, and he does offer frozen semen as well.
And in order to find him, you can contact Penny and Kyle Miller at 780-675-4008 or find them on Facebook at Miller Quarter Horses.
So with the CBHI Super Stakes auction coming up, I know like I was planning on bidding on a breeding or two on there, but I know now definitely I will be checking the list to see who's on the Breeders' Elite Incentive. So I'm sure once this announcement comes out, there'll be a lot of people really double checking that as well. So,
well, and that was our hope. And one of the reasons by launching when we are is because the Super Stakes auction is starting at that time too. And we thought it would be a really good complement for that program as well. So now if people are shopping and trying to pick their studs, I mean, every year I always look at that list too, and I own a stallion. You know, you think you can maybe get one bought out of there and have a chance for that big money. And so now if you can cross-reference your list with the Breeders' Elite horses that are in, then you have like double chance at big money, right? So we're really hoping that it will help drive the numbers up for the CBHI Super Stakes auction too, and get people looking also at the stallions that are on our list. Our first nomination deadline is February 15th, which is only 2 weeks away. So we have a couple of different payment options, I guess. So okay. To get in for without a late fee, first deadline is February 15th. And the reason we did that too is because we need to make a plan for our event, right?
Yeah, like, you guys have the ball rolling.
It's not a small undertaking to put something like this on. So mm-hmm. we need to know kind of where we're at for numbers. Also, people are excited about the Super Stakes auction. So look at the stallions that are on our list. So we want people to get their horses in so that they also can maybe have people looking for dual incentive horses, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't get something out of the Super Stakes, because usually I miss out because I'm too cheap or whatever, then I just will go breed to that stallion that I wanted anyway after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now that might help me with my decision. I'm going to go, okay, well, this horse is CBHI and Western Fortunes and Breeders Elite.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at the horses that have all three on them
yeah.
and go pick something, right?
Exactly. Cool. Well, is there anything else that you guys think we didn't cover about the incentive yet?
Well, we just were thinking too that it's for anyone who's out there listening, that if they are on a Canadian bred horse and they want to know if they're eligible, well, they either have to look on our website and see. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, they got to get a hold of those breeders.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't heard about us yet. We're brand new, so mm-hmm. they probably haven't. And we're doing our best on getting the calls out there, but it's very time consuming to get them all reached. So the more people can be spreading the word and making sure all the breeders know about it.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to talk to you guys today, because we need help. We need help in the promotion there to reach everybody, because because we're not giving people a lot of time to get their first nominations
yeah.
in, because we want it to happen this year. So we need to get it rolling. So
yep.
we need to share the word and get people excited and want to be a part of the program, because we do really think we have something great here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Think so too.
And I don't know if you guys noticed how awesome our website is, but I wanted
yeah.
to just give a little shout out for Tegan Rouleau of Starch Denim Design. She has just been absolutely fantastic. She created our logo for us and
nice.
Has put this website together. And it's just, we've been getting compliments from everyone that we talk to about it. So
that mm-hmm. looks good. And all
it's
the
very,
info
yes, it's very easy to find and everything on there.
What is the website address for anyone wanting to check it out?
TheBreedersElite.com.
You know, we've worked really hard to try to put all of the information in there to answer everybody's questions and try to cover all scenarios. So there is a long list of rules and regulations on there, which is just really informative. So you know, if you're checking it out, make sure you go through those. There's a contact us form on there where you can send us an email and ask questions. Both of our phone numbers are on there. So we're really just happy to help clarify anything that we can. But yeah,
I think you can either print it off as a PDF and send it in, and just email us your pictures for your studs and breeders pictures, farm pictures.
Okay.
But there's also an online nomination form too. So we're finding a lot of people are using the online form. It's been working really well.
Mm-hmm.
So by all means, either way works for us.
Perfect. Get your nominations in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming, because you guys have obviously put so much thought and work into this event, but will it be linked with Equistat, and what's your guys' position on that with your incentive?
Absolutely. We really believe that Equistat is where people are looking to see the earnings on your horse, right? So if we can't give all of our numbers in one place, then you don't have a fair representation of how great your horse actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one area in Canada where we are really lacking. And what we really want to see happen is for people to start to see the importance in that. So all of our results will go to Equistat. So the numbers for these big checks can be reflected to the horse, to the trainer, the rider, and the breeder. But we also hope to try to maybe help start this trend of getting anybody and everybody who puts on any kind of event to submit their numbers, right? Like even the little jackpots that we put on at our ranch, if they're just our fun ones for $25 entry fee and you win $50. We've started submitting all of those because every $50 counts. And can you imagine you win, you know, $15,000 and that doesn't go on your horse's lifetime earnings?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes a big difference.
And we want to be promoting so that we're putting Canada on the map, right? Like everybody says, oh, I got to go to the States if I'm going to get a horse that's really good because it won this much money through Equistat. Well, my horse has maybe won that much money too, but how do you prove that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and think about the stallions and the mares that are going to compete at these shows, like at the Super Stakes and winning those big checks and then go into the breeding shed. You can have that mare that has that Equistat earnings, mm-hmm. but if we don't send that in, then it's not there. So it's very important. I think that it's the producers of all these see starting to change.
Yeah. So I was going to ask for the event in August. Are you looking for any sponsorship or anything as well?
Well, we've got a sponsor page started on our website. Okay. And Tegan, lady who's helping us with our website, she's been just helping us put together another link on there just to guide people if they do want to sponsor. So that will be available hopefully this week here too.
Oh, perfect.
And that's another thing we didn't say, but we also really want to be able to reach out and to our small businesses in Canada that maybe have been suffering through COVID and to be able to buy our prizes and stuff locally from them.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that's kind of one of the goals and some of the hold back on our admin fees and stuff. We want to give that back to local businesses.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
But I mean, any sponsorship is always welcome too. You know, like I said, we want to help grow the open side of things too and have really exciting prizes for people and and money. We love money too.
And money. And spending it on the horses.
But above all, we love our horses.
Yeah.
That's just what I was going to say. That took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. It's just a mad cycle. Win money so you can spend it on the horses.
And sometimes I love my horse. I love my horse. I love my horse. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I was saying that to myself as I was blow drying my water taps the other day when it was -30. I love my horses. I love my horses.
They're the best of the best.
Well, I think we are speaking on behalf of the whole Canadian barrel horse industry when we say thank you. Mm-hmm. And we are all super excited.
Us too. Thanks.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are.
Sure appreciate you guys taking the time to help us out with this.
Yeah,
we are honored to do it. All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in, and we really hope you enjoyed that episode.
Yes, and make sure that you subscribe to this podcast because the more subscriptions and the more times you tell a friend, the more we are able to bring you content of this caliber. Leave us a review, tell a friend, and find us on Instagram and Facebook at Horsepower Podcast.
And as always, get rich or ride trying.